Okay, Chevra, what we're going to discuss today is the Malach of Ma'amer. The Malach of Ma'amer is interesting in that there is extremely little Gemara on the Malach of Ma'amer. It's like two lines of Gemara, that's about it. There are many different Shitas HaRishonim on Malach of Ma'amer, and in the Achronim, we find like tremendous Chedushim about the Malach of Ma'amer. For example, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Se'if Gimel that there's only the Malach of Ma'amer on something that is natural, and something that changed, there's no Malach of Ma'amer, and consequently for the Aruch HaShulchan, there can't be the Malach of Ma'amer, let's say, if I put forks and knives together into a group, or I put forks into a group, because forks are not natural. And there's a whole discussion in the Teferis Yisrael Mishnayis, where there's a Malach of Ma'amer, let's say, if I put my type, you know, there used to be something called typesetting, like years ago, it used to have like block letters, right? And if I put all the letters together in a group, I'd have all my A's together, right? There's a huge discussion in the Achronim, whether that's the Malach of Ma'amer. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, obviously that can't be Ma'amer, because Ma'amer has to be something that is natural. There's other Achronim who say Svaris, that Ma'amer is only an Isser if I gather things together in order to prevent them from Hezek. From getting damaged and getting destroyed. But something that won't get destroyed, there's no Malach Ma'amer. And there's like Mehechet Heisei, wow! Like, we are, and Reb Usher Weiss in his essay on the Malach Ma'amer, he basically writes something like, what's going on here? How come we're coming up with all of these svaris? And I don't know. L'maisa, I have no idea. Malach Ma'amer is really one of these malachas that we'll do the best that we can. In terms of the Gemara about the Malach Ma'amer, all we see,
what is the big kiddush about that it's something natural? I mean,
it
applies to everything so far.
It applies to dishor. Let's see. Well, borer doesn't apply only to natural things. Mehechet Heisei, I should say that ma'amer applies only to natural things. I just don't know. I really don't know where the achrayim are coming up with these svaras. Now, this one piece of Gemara speaks about Haiman de Kunif Milcha Mimalchus, someone who gathers salt from a salt mine. So Rabba says it Yechai Mishum Ma'amer, and Abaya says Ein Ma'amer or Ein Imur Ella Bigadule Karka. Now the Rambam paskins that Ein Imur Ella Bigadule Karka, that's Karkas Halacha He at the end. And everyone jumps up and down and they spit wood and nickels and they say, dear Maimonides, Rambam, right, how are you passing like Abaye against Rava? We know basic Judaism that we learned in fifth grade when we learned Elo Metzias is that Hilchas HaKavasi da Abaya b'Yal Kegam, and if it's not Yal Kegam, you shouldn't paskin like Abaye. So Rambam, what exactly are you doing over here? That's the Kasha. Now, there are a number of answers to this Kasha. One of the guys in Shir said, not such an exciting topic. Okay, fine, okay, I'll take that. But
maybe the salt mine is considered Gedulei Karka.
So maybe the salt mine is considered Gedulei Karka. So that's something that we're going to have to discuss about when we learn the Malach of Tochein and the like. The Pashtus says that Karka is not Gedulei Karka. Right? Salt, right, and Malchusa basically means I have Masreifais Mayim. There are two types of salt, no? There's some salt that is a rock, and you chisel it out of a mine. There's other salt, which is salt mine, that you get from, like, desalinization. In Eretz Yisrael, they have, like, this whole billion-dollar industry near the Dead Sea of desalinization, no? What they do, basically, is they have salty water, and you boil the water, and you get the salt out. Masreifais Mayim. That's what Rashi learns over here. The Prima Gadim, actually, I gave you a Marimakim. The Prima Gadim is Masupik about what would be the din if it's a salt mine. Effectively, in this case, the Gemara is saying it's not Gedulei Karka in some ways because it's not really natural. Right? Maybe this is a Shtikul Raya to the Aruch HaShulchan because this is Masreifais Mayim. It's just that the water evaporated out, the water burned out, and now I have salt that remains. Usually you take the salt and you pile it up, etc., and the more water comes out, more salt comes out, that's the way you do it. Maybe by salt mines, that would be considered gidulei karka, because that is karka, in that sense. Perhaps, but I'll call upon them, it's a suffix in the Prima Gadim. So now, let's go back. The Rambam paskins that ein imur ela b'gidulei karka. Everyone asks, dear Maimonides, how do you paskin that way? You can't pass like a bayi against Rava. So the Magen Mishnah answers, I'm not passing like a bayi against Rava, I'm paskining like a bayi against Rabba. And there's another Gerson Argamara that the first opinion is Rabba, right, that Rabba says that you're chayiv, and then we'll pass like a bayi against Rabba. Now that itself is not so pashut. We have a rule, which is probably the most fundamental yisod in Ashkenazi Psak Halacha, which is called Hilchasa Kibasra. Right? The way Ashkenazim paskin, the Ramah writes this in his Hakdamah to Darkei Moshe, is that we follow the Svarim like the Agur and the Aguda, etc., because these are the last Svarim. The assumption is that last Svarim saw all the earlier Svarim. No? That's the general mahalach of Ashkenazi Psak, of Hilchasa Kibasra. Sephardi Psak, the way the Beis Yosef says we paskin, is that you paskin like Rove of the big hitters. You pass like Rove of Rambam, Rush, and Rif, no? That's what the Beis Yosef says, but the Darkei Moshe, the Rambam, doesn't say like that. The Rambam assumes Hilchasa Kibasra. Now, Hilchasa Kibasra is a Talmudic principle, comes up in the Gemara, but it's not clear exactly when we use this, and the Balei HaTosfos discuss the parameters of Hilchasa Kibasra. The Korban Nisano by us actually, I gave you the Maror Mokum in the end of Sif Beis in the Korban Nisano. The Korban Nisano writes that there's a discussion as to whether Hilchasa Kibasra is only said from Abaya and Rav Ve'elach. Right, that's the standard approach of the Balei HaTosfos. We only say Hilchasa Kibasra after Abaye and Rava. However, at Abaye, it's not clear who you should paskin like. Right, if I have a machlokas between Rabba and Abaye, that's really a machlokas between a Rebbe and a Talmud. No. So usually a machlokas Rebbe and a Talmud, you pass like the Rebbe. On the other hand, Hilchasa Kibasra, but maybe Hilchasa Kibasra only starts after Abaye, it doesn't start at Abaye. So the Korban Nisano over here, Tainas, that the Rush in Perek Shoel is Mesupik, whether we pass like Rabba or like Abaya, when we say Hilchasa Kibasra may Abaya v'Rava v'Elech, does that apply, right, to a machlokes between Abaye and Rabba? So, it's not abundantly clear why we would be paskening like, why we'd be passing like Abaye even against Rabba, even if you change the girsa. Good? Yeah.
I don't know if this is true. Throughout Shas, is there ever Abaye and Rabba clusters with one another? Abaye and Rabba?
Abaye and Rabba.
And anywhere else?
I'm not such a bucky. Again, the Russian Perek Shoel has this suffix about who do you pass like. Do you pass like Abaye or pass like Rabba? So, I trust the Korban Nisano on these types of things. To say Kolam in Shas, you have to be an unbelievable bucky. Right, that's not simple. Oh. Now, Leman HaEmes, there are Rishonim who paskin that there is Imur even Shelo B'Gedulei Karka. Right, there's Arizarua who paskins that way. There is a phantom Girsa out there in the Yireim that paskin that Yesh Imur Shelo B'Gedulei Karka. Our versions of the Yireim don't say that, but there was another Girsa of the Yireim that said there's Imur by Beitzim, by eggs. Right, that would mean that there's Imur Shelo B'Gedulei Karka. If that's the case, we would be in this weird situation that Ma'amer is different than Dosh. The Melach of Dosh, we paskin, Ein Disha Ella B'Gedulei Karka. No? Again, Rashi, maybe paskins, Nidaz, like we saw. Right? But by Imur, we're going to be saying, according to these Rishonim, that there's Imur Shelo B'Gedulei Karka. That would be unusual. Unless you want to say that the Malacha of Ma'amer is a Malacha of combining entities. Combining entities doesn't matter whether it's Gedulei Karka or Shelo B'Gedulei Karka. The Malacha of Dosh is a Malacha of extracting something, or I would say taking a food item out of a husk, out of a non-food container. So over there, that's only a din by gedulei karka. I'm not exactly sure the parameters of the svara. I'm just saying that according to the Oris Aruah and the Yerayim, it is interesting. What? I think the svara is that maybe the malach of dosh is that I'm extracting a food substance from a non-food container. Memela, that's going to be a din in only gedulei karka. The yisayid of dosh is a malach by food. Are there any instances of dosh that aren't by food?
Huh? If that's how you define it, then packaging.
But again, but it's not natural.
Chovel.
You have to speak louder.
Chovel according to the Rambam.
Chovel according to the Rambam, it's not food. And the Chanami. Chovel is not food, but I'm extracting some natural substance from another container. You're right. And the Chanami. Chovel according to the Rambam will be interesting. Every other case of dosh, I think, is food. I don't know if cases of dosh are not food. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But it's something, again, to think about. What would be the difference between ma'amer and dosh? Now, there is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes in the Sefer Olas Shabbos that we paskin over here like Abaya against Rava because this is one of the Yau Kigams, no? And like they ask, what are you talking about? Frankly, Magen Avraham, we know Yal Kagam, and it's like a test. Yeyeshalamidas, the ayin is not Emor, Frankly, Magen Avraham, the ayin is Eid Zaymim. No? Those two are beferish in the Gemara. Every other one is not beferish in the Gemara. No? Yal Kagam, the Lamin might be Lechi Ha'omim Me'elov, it might be Yimei Leida. Right? The Kuf might be King and Paris King that Guf, or it might be what?
Kiddush
and Shemus and Bia. The next Gimel is Gili Das Begitten, right? And the Mem is Mumma Oichon the Velas Leteyavon. But those cases are not preferish in the Gemara, what they are. So, says the Magen Avraham, but this one is. The Ayin can't be Emor, the Ayin has to be Eid Zomim. So, I don't understand. I thought maybe what the Ola Shabbos is really getting at is that the Gimel, one of the Gimels, Yal Kigam, the Gimel of Kigam, maybe is not Gilui Das, but maybe the Gimel is Gidulei Karka.
Me'amer.
Perhaps. I have no idea. I don't know why, but the Magen Avraham's Kasha is like, it can't be one of the Yal Kigams. We know what the Yal Kigams are. Tosfos, by the way, points out that the Yal Kigams are not Talmudic, no? Yal Kigam was Rabbanan Sivuroi. Right, Tais says it in Kedushin Nun Beis, no? Yalkam is the Rabbanon Sevuroi decided to throw it in. But Bekitzur Ma'asa, I am not sure. I'm not sure what the reason is, but ultimately we paskin that Ein Imar Ela Begedulei Karka. But in Shulchan Aruch we still paskin that there's an Issur Rabbanon if I gather salt from a salt mine. And that's going to be Ma'amer Shulchan Begedulei Karka, which is going to be Osir Midrabbanon, Adkan. Good? Now, Tosfos in Beis Salamat Aleph and the Ritva over here, they ask Akasha, if there's a malach of Ma'amer, how come the Mishnah in Beitza says that on Yontif I'm allowed to gather Eitzim from the Karkif? No? The Mishnah in Beitza and Lamed Aleph says, I'm allowed to go and gather Eitzim and pile it up from the Karkif. The karfif is like a backyard. No, the chutzah is in the front, the karfif is in the back. How am I allowed to do that? Isn't that the malacha ma'amer, as we've heard Tosfos? So Tosfos answers, a yesod, ein imur ela b'makum gidulo. Right? Tosfos says that the malacha of ma'amer is only if I am gathering stuff from where it grew. Adkan divriha Tosfos. I don't know exactly how Tosfos knew that, but he's answering I shouldn't say that. Tosfos is answering the kasha from Nakamar Beitza, and Tosfos is also referring to, there in the Tosfos and Beitza says, that it's Meduyik and Argamar like this, because Amar Rava, Haiman de Konef Milcha, mi Milchasa is Chayiv. If I gather salt from the salt mine, the salt mine is where the salt always was. Das haste, Makom Gidulo. Right? It's not really that it grew there, because Rava holds that there's Imur Shalom B'Gidul HaKaka, but that's the Makom where its natural place is. That's where it always stayed. So that's going to be Chayiv. Milcha Mimilchasa. That's what I think it's going to be Chayiv. Adkan Divrei HaTosfos. The Ritva over here quotes the Tosfos, and the Ritva says, I have a different answer over there. Now, it's not clear what he means by over there. We don't have the Ritva in Beitza on that part. Right? So the Ritva writes, I have a different answer. Mistoma, what the Ritva meant, is the same as what the Ran says there in Beitza, both on Yud Zayin B'dapei HaRif and on Yud Tes B'dapei HaRif. I think I gave you the Mar Makomos. Right? Where the Ran has a Yesod that maybe Ma'amer is Mutter on Yontif. The kash is, how come you're allowed to gather eitzim from the karfev? I'll tell you the answer. Ready? That's Maseches Beitza. Maseches Beitza is called by the Rishonim Maseches Yontiv. This is Maseches Shabbos. On Shabbos, Ma'amir is Aser. On Yontiv, Ma'amir is Mutter.
Based on Machshir
Elchon Nefesh. Now, can I say that? You see, the Rishonim and Beitza discuss that malachos can be categorized in two groups. There's malachos shebabayis and malachos shebasada. And I think we spoke about this in the context of dosh a bit, no? That there are certain malachos which are malachos that are done in the field.
Boneh versus
choresh, right? There's a difference if I make a tiny hole in the ground, the Gemara said earlier. That's not a distinction in terms of the eichel nefesh idea. But in terms of Ochel Nefesh, we have a Yisod that we're only make on Ochel Nefesh on Melachos Shebibayis. Melachos Shebisad, they're not, no? Am I allowed to go out on Yantiv and cut down wheat? I'm not, right? Why not? You're on Beitza this year. Who's in the Kolel? Right? Am I allowed to cut down wheat on Yantiv?
No.
Why not? Speak to me.
Because it's going out of the house.
So the Ramban says this Yisod, that there's an Inti Malacha Shebabayis, Malacha Shebesodeh, and Malacha Shebesodeh we're not going to permit, right? Presumably on the level of Dairaisa. Tosis in other places disagrees with the Ramban, and he says it might be Mutter Min HaTorah, but it's Asur Min Darabanan. Why? Because something, right? But the fact is, we could argue that Ma'amer should not be permitted on Yontiv if Ma'amer is Malacha Shebesode, according to the Ramban. The fact that the Ran says fundamentally Ma'amer is Mutter on Yontiv means that the Malacha of Ma'amer is not a Malacha Shebesode. That would mean that you can violate Ma'amer even Shaloi the Makom Giduloi. Right? Makom Gidulo means Sode. You got that, Yesod? That's what Makom Gidulo means. That's where it grew. If the Ran is telling me that Ma'amer is Mutter on Yontiv Me'ikar Hadin, that means that it's not Malacha Shebesodeh, because I can violate Ma'amer even by bias. Ma'amer means gathering stuff together. So far so good? So these are two answers so far to Tysus' Kasha. Frek Tysus, how are you allowed to gather Eitzim from the Karfeith? Tosfos says, only Machom Gidulo. The Ran says, no, that Imur is Mutter on Yontif. The Minchas Chinuch, yeah.
So the Ra'ah also said that.
The Ra'ah there in Beitza on Lamed Aleph or so.
It had on Lamed Aleph for some reason, but yeah.
Yes, which, you know, he says that Ma'amr is Mutter on Yontif.
What?
He was the Rebbe of Ritva, yeah. Again, it's all the same base medrash. Right? This, again, I'm assuming that the Ritva gives a phantom answer. It could be it's the Ra'ah, right? Which is the same as the Ran. So far, so good. There are a few suggestive Rambams in the Amer. Perek Ches Halacha He and Perek Ches Halacha Vav. The Rambam Parakas Halacha Hey writes, Hama Amer Ochlin, Im La Achila, Shi'uro Kigro Geras. Im Amar La Behema, Shi'uro Kimlo Pihagid. Im La Hasaka, Shi'uro Kidei, Labashal Beitza. The Shi'ur of Ma'amer depends on what I'm doing it for. If it's la'achila, it's a grogeres. For behema, mlopia gig. To burn, to make a fire, so it's lavash al beitza. And then the Rambam decides to tell me what a beitza is, no? It's a normal sized egg. Funny Rambam. Okay, that's the first yisod of the Rambam. Zot b'minchas chinuch. Read the Rambam carefully. The Rambam writes, Hama amer oichlim, im la'achila, ki grogeres. Im la'behema, kim lo'piyagit. Im la'hasaka, kidei la'vash al-beitza. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam holds the malacha of ma'amer is only ma'amer oichlim. If it's not an oichel, that's not the malacha of ma'amer. And therefore, it's for infert, the question of Tosis and Beitza Daf Lamed Aleph. Because Tosis and Beitza Daf Lamed Aleph ask, how can you gather Eitzim from the Karfeith? You know the answer? Eitzim is not Ochel. And the Malacha of Ma'amer is only on Ochlim. Azoy Shteim in Chaschenach. Now, the Minchas Chinuch himself is bothered by Akasha, which is that we have another Rambam besides the Rambam. You see, there's a Jew who wrote something called the Pirish HaMishnah. There's a Jew who wrote stuff in Arabic, no? And the Rambam that we love wrote in Hebrew. But then there's the Pirish HaMishnah of the Rambam. I don't know if this is a mean way to say it. It probably is. But the Rambam in the Pirish HaMishnah in Perek Yud Beis, in the 12th Perek on Daf Kuf Gimel, so the Rambam writes over there about someone who's menachesh, mekarsim, etc. He writes, "Im haisa kavanoso balakitas ha'etzim l'sarfan o basifas ha'asavim legadshan ul ha'achim lebehemto nikra ma'amer." The Rambam over there writes that when I gather the etzim or the asavim, if I am trying to make a pile, that's called the malacha ma'amer. So Zakim bin Chaschenach, what are you talking about? We just were medayik in the Rambam that ma'amer is only if it's ochlim. And yet the Rambam in the Pirish HaMishnah said, right, that ma'amer is at asavim or etzim. So that's the Minchas Chinuch stira in the Rambam. So you know what the Minchas Chinuch says? Maimonides changed his mind. The Rambam in the Pirish HaMishnah felt that the malach applies to etzim. When he wrote the Yad, he said it only applies to Ochlan. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Now, Reb Usher Weiss does not like this for two reasons. Let me do another Minchas Chinuch before we talk about Reb Usher Weiss. The next Ha'ar that Minchas Chinuch has about the Malacha of Ma'amer, whether it applies to Eitzim, he says, Rambam, how can you tell me that Ma'amer does not apply to Eitzim, it only applies to Asavim. It only applies to Ochlim, I should say. How can you tell me that Ma'amer only applies to Ochlim? Look at the Gemara Tzadi Vavam and Beis. We had a Jew in the Torah who was Mekoshesh Eitzim B'Yom HaShabbos. That was very bad, no? But what did this Jew who was Mekoshesh Eitzim, what did he do?
Three-way
Machlaikis, Zag the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he was Mavrid Al-Amas and Rishos HaRabim. The other opinion is he was Toilesh. Rav Achav, Rav Yaakov says he was Ma'amer. Ma'amer! Didn't the Rambam tell me that there's only Ma'amer on Oichlem? So, Zot Minchas Chinuch, look at Rashi there on Daf Tzadi Vavav and Beis. Rashi writes, Ma'amer is Kida Amaron Haiman de Kolof Milcha mi Milchasa Chayiv Mishum Ma'amer. Rashi doesn't bother explaining what Mavre Dalar Amois is. He doesn't explain what Tolish is. But Rashi says Ma'amer is Milcha mi Milchasa. And you're Chayiv. Chayiv! We paskin, Milcha mi Milchasa is Pater. Because Ein Ima Ela Begidule Karka, no? Again, maybe Rashi holds like that Arza Rua. Or like the Yireyim. But those are not the mainstream Shitas. And anyway, why did Rashi have to tell me Milcha mi Milchasa is Chayiv? Comes along the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, one second, Rambam, you hold that there's only Imur on Ochlan? Is salt in Ochel? It's a trick question. Is there tumas eichlem on salt? So we paskin there isn't, no? We paskin salt is not really an ochel. Ken Zayin says the Minchas Chinuch, that's exactly what Rashi is getting at. When Rashi says that ma'amer is going to be, right, the Makoshish Eitzim was ma'amer, and that is ma'adakon if milcha mi milchasa, Rashi is quoting the wrong shita, because what Rashi is getting at is that there's really another machlokes here between Abaye and Rava. Right? On the one hand, we have the machlokes in our Gemara, whether it's imur only by the Gidulei Karka. But the other flip side of that machlokes is there imur on something that's not a food? Rava would say there's imur when it's not ochlin. Abaye says there's only imur by ochlin. Once he says there's only imur by gedulei karka, this is the way the Minchas Chinuch puts it together. The man was a super genius to put this together. It's ga'anus. Right? But what the Minchas Chinuch is really saying is that the Rambam says there's only ma'amer by Eichlem. Yeah, says the Minchas Chinuch. There's only ma'amer by Eichlem. I'm a Koshesh. Well, that opinion of the Koshesh is going like Rava in the Gemara, Rava, whatever it is, which is the rejected opinion. And if you look at this Emor, Shalom, you can do like Kaka, there's also Emor on non-Eichlem. That's what you think Minchas Chinuch. Now, this is a little too wild to believe. Right? It's a little too, you would say geschmack. Right? It's too much. Right? What's the Minchas Chinuch saying? But that's what he says. That's what you think Minchas Chinuch. Comes along with Usher Weiss, and he asks another fundamental kasha. He says, Minchas Chinuch, you're telling me that there's only ma'amer by ochlim. Minchas Chinuch, you're saying this within the Rambam, there's only ma'amer on food items. Frecht Reb Usher Weiss, what malacha only applies by food items? There ain't no such bird. There's no malacha that only applies by food. There might be malachas that only apply by gedulei karka. But to say that malacha only applies by food, lo shamanu davar kazeh. Va'ani pa'anyi lo hevanti. Because if we're right within the malacha of dash, right, again, against the Rambam, but Ken Zayin, that the malacha of dash is also malacha only by food. Right? Ken Zayin. I'm not sure. Oh. But this is Reb Asher Weiss's kasha. The most fundamental kasha, however, on this Minchas Chinuch, and they point this out in the bottom of the new Minchas Chinuchs, and this is why you need a Franco Rambam. The Franco Rambam in the back has what's called the Shinuyei Nuskalos, no? Which are like other versions. And they quote from Kaf Saf Yud Saf. That is Ksav Yad Teiman. The Ksav Yad Teiman, which is a Yemenite manuscript of the Rambam, writes that instead of the way we have the Girsa, Amer Ochlim, Imla Achilo, Shi'uro Kigro Geres, etc., the Ksav Yad Teiman has Hama'amer Eichlim, Shi'uro Kigro Geres. Im Amer Lebehima, in other words, what the Ksav Yad Teiman is saying, and this is probably more reasonable within the Rambam, the Ksav Yad Teiman is arguing that it's ma'amer is not ma'amer ochlin. The Lashon HaRambam is ha'ma'amer la'achila. So it's not, right? The Rambam says achila behema hasaka. No? According to the Minchas Chinuch, the only time I'm chayiv on ma'amer for hasukkah is if I'm ma'amer ochlim for hasukkah. That's unlikely. How often are you going to take food and burn it? That's not likely. Rather, right, the better gersa probably is, instead of saying ha'ma'amer ochlim, you have ma'amer imla achila, etc. And the malacha is not only on ochlim. So the Minchas Chinuch had a nice attempt at for entering the Rambam, but it's not particularly mistaber. There's another approach, though. Again, to answer Tysus's kasha, Tysus asked, if there's a malacha ma'amer, how come your malakit eitzim from the karfeif? Right? So we have Tosis' answer, Makom Gidulo, we have the Ran's answer, we have the Minchas Chinuch's answer within the Rambam, that the malacha is only on food. But Moshe Brown in the Tevis Moshe has another answer. He suggests, based on a diuk in the Rambam writes, Hamakabes Devela. That means I'm gathering like dried figs, and they make an eagle like those circular dried figs. Or nikev te'inim v'hichnes hachevel behen achnes kapsu guf echad. Or I take a string and I put it in the figs until it becomes guf echad. That's the told of ma'amer yachayev. The Rambam has a lashon that ma'amer is only when it's na'aseh guf echad. Na'aseh guf echad means it becomes a single entity. If it's not becoming a single entity, that is not ma'amer. And the Rambam has this also in Perchof Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. Midavik peiros asu guf echad am chayiv mishum ma'amer. I'm only chayiv if it becomes guf echad. If it doesn't become guf echad, that's not the malacha of ma'amer. Says Rabbi Brown, perhaps that's the yisoid of the Rambam. The Rambam is going to answer Tosfos' kasha. How come it's mutter to be malakit eitzim from the karfeif? I shouldn't that be ma'amer? The answer might be, it's not ma'amer, because it's only ma'amer if you gather things together and it becomes guf echad. But if it doesn't become guf echad, that's not the malacha of ma'amer. The Rambam in Perish HaMishnah said that there is ma'amer on eitzim. So apparently there's some ways of gathering eitzim, and then I tie the eitzim, so it becomes a single entity. But if I don't tie the eitzim, Ken Zayin, I'm not going to be chayiv. There's a whole suffix in the tshuva of the Maharach or Zerua. I give it to you in the Mar Makoma somewhere. Maharach or Zerua is mesufik. Maybe the malach of ma'amer requires a kesher. We have this by certain malachos. Tofer. I'm not chayiv on tfira unless I tie a knot. The reason for that would be it's not going to be shokayama without that knot. No? The stitches will come out. One could argue that maybe by ma'amer, I'm chayiv only if I tie a knot. Because only when I tie a knot does it become, we could say, guf echad. It's a shtickel different than the yisoid that we're saying about tofer and the knot. Over here we're saying, I need the knot to make a guf echad, and for the Rambam, you're only chayiv if it's guf echad. So the case in Beitza, you're not tying a knot. Why am I not tying a knot? It's yontif. I'm not tying a knot. Right? I'm a lucky beitzin. I'm not tying a knot. So it's not ma'amer. If I tie a knot, the mekoshesh, perhaps the pshat was, he gathered beitzin and he tied the knot also. Maybe that's the pshat. Well, that's where it would be a malacha ma'amer.
So what, apples, put them in the basket, you're
right.
But they, you're not, they're not.
So according to the Rambam, I couldn't be chayiv in that situation, right? Because it's not nasa guf echad.
Right.
The Rambam's lashon in two places is that the malacha ma'amer is only when it's nasa guf echad.
The Gemara asked about if you, meaning that if you do one malacha, you would assume that you could be do one more at a time.
Yeah.
This is, if you say that you're only going to chayiv ma'amer by tying a knot, you're going
to. So we're going to talk about that when we learn tofer. Right, that's a serious kasha that we'll have to discuss with the Malach of Tofer. Ken Zayin, that we're talking about a kesher, which would not be a kesher for the Malach of Kosher. But it is enough of a kesher for the Malach of Tofer / Ma'amer, perhaps. Now this yisod, by the way, that sometimes the Malach of Ma'amer requires a knot, is actually found in the Me'iri in our Mishnah. The Me'iri in our Mishnah, I should have put down a better marimakom. It wasn't so easy to find. But the Me'iri, it's on page 267 in these Me'iris. Me'iri writes, Ma'amer is ma'aseh ha'oimrim, achra hinichum ha'kotrim b'mkomram, v'tzovram b'makom echad v'koshram. The Me'iri writes that Ma'amer is, I gather the bundles and I tie them up. Hu ha'dinim asaf ha'shibolim achas achas v'asa mehen omrim. Right? For the Me'iri, there's two types of Ma'amer. There's ma'amer that could gather the stalks. That's one type of ma'amer. And there's another ma'amer when I gather the bundles, like in the parsha. Hinei anachnu ma'almim alumim, you're gathering bundles. The Me'iri in the context of ma'amer by umrim, the Me'iri says that you need to tie a knot. But in the context of ma'amer by shibolim, the Me'iri does not say you have to tie a knot. Haloi Dovarhu. So it's late, so I can't tell you exactly what I think the Pshat in the Meiri is. Maybe tomorrow, Amir Hashem, we'll make like one or two last Ha'aris on the Amir, and then we'll go on to the next Gemara. Okay, Shabbat, have a good day.